Welcome to episode 54 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh. I'm back from the depths of nowhere.
Oh boy.
He's deigned to give us his presence.
I'm here today.
And you should know, dear listeners, that these two have already basically had an entire podcast between them while I was closing up the store talking about...
I was trying to convince Zane that the reason that Voldemort is evil is because Dumbledore tells him that there's no stealing at Hogwarts, and then everyone steals everything all the time, and everyone's okay with it. So that probably makes him really mad, because there's clearly a special class of children.
Double standard.
Double standard, that is allowed to steal.
Seriously, Dumbledore does seem like he totally prefers the Gryffindor kids over all other houses.
Well, he was a Gryffindor, so yeah, what? He's biased.
When you're the headmaster, you gotta leave all that stuff in the past, man.
Favoritism, man. Right?
I turn into Voldemort, too.
That's what I'm saying!
Because I'm super powerful.
And I like killing.
And I got an ugly nose.
He's got like a snake nose.
That's ugly. I mean,
it's kind of cute.
Zane, are you going to defend your books?
No. Because it's the dumbest argument ever.
Well, hey, man, you ask a criminologist if it's dumb. Where does all crime...
Yeah, let's see if we can get a criminologist on the next episode.
I know there's one that listens to this show.
Yo, if you're a criminologist out there, get at us on why Voldemort is Voldemort. But in the meantime, let's do a show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, are we doing one now? Oh, we're doing that now?
Yeah, we do shows on our podcast now.
Sean, what are you reading?
I'm reading... I gave up on the Chuck Klosterman book.
Which
I didn't
was
know
what?
About this.
It's called What If We're Wrong? Remember I was talking about it last week? I think you would be interested in it if I could get you to read.
Okay, you can get me to read if you give it to me, because I have totally given up
on it. It's essays.
It's nonfiction.
I'll read it.
The idea that we don't know what things that are happening right now will be remembered in like 500 years, and there's no way for us to know that.
I love it.
Except that, you know what, I don't want to say anything more, because you didn't listen to the show last week to get my bias, so I don't want to give you my bias. That was not a dig. The digs will come later,
well.
And the digs came last week.
So that's going to convince me to listen to the show? Because you made fun of me all? You called me on my phone!
Yeah, I know.
You left the voicemail on my phone.
We put it on the show.
Everyone knows.
You're literally the last one.
I looked at my phone on Sunday and I was like, "Would you call me?" I don't even know.
So I started Security, Zane.
Yeah.
The horror novel that you read.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I probably have another like 80 to 100 pages left,
so, like,
and I keep thinking. I'm thinking like I feel like a lot has happened, and I'm like, where do we go from here?
Yeah, pretty much. That's again. Reading that book, for me, it wasn't, like, the plot itself that was interesting. It was the way that the story was told.
I like the conceit of the security camera, like, on the pages.
Yeah.
Like, when she does that. It's a female author. I said he. My mistake.
Oh, my God. We're going to get an angry email about that.
What's her name? It's Megan...
Gina...
Wolford?
Gina Woolsdorf.
There it is.
Megan Wolford. Two angry emails.
But I like the, not just the device of the security cameras, but like there's a lot of things that in the past, like 50 or 60 pages have been revealed about the way the story's being told. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
So, I'm going to finish it. It's, you know, it's good.
It's a quick read.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I haven't plowed through it because I think that says something about maybe more about my mindset than the book anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm reading. Zane, what are you reading?
I'm still reading Devil in the White City because I've been passing it back and forth with my husband.
Yo, double Josh's. Ew, you've been passing it back and forth with your husband.
That's how you get the book kissing disease.
Right? Book mono.
Freaking sharing a
book. Bookingitis.
Oh my God.
Man, Booker Prize.
So I'm like halfway through. I was just saying to Josh, it's
wait, you've
like,
been reading this book for 3 weeks and you're halfway through it?
Yes.
Damn,
it's like
you,
the
Josh.
Reverse Micro Machine Man of reading.
I'm going to remember this the next time that...
Oh my God. It's a question. I'm just, if the answer is no, it's fair, but I'm asking if some of the words on the pages are difficult for you.
One, you're a dick. Two, no.
Man, I'm glad I came
and
back.
And three,
I'm getting another angry email.
Furthermore, you're a dick.
That was one. He already did that.
That counts twice.
I felt I needed to say it again.
Sorry.
I'm going to remember this the next time that you either give up on a book or it takes you a while to get through
it. I just said
it.
I gave up
this
on a book.
Why I don't, this is why I don't read, because I don't want to get made fun of for not knowing hard words.
Saying I kid because I can.
Anyway, Josh, what are you reading?
I was away all week, and then I slept for 4 days.
So nothing. Nothing. All right, good.
Hey, I want to read your Chuck Klosterman book.
All right.
I don't want to read Abomination anymore.
Then don't. I told you like a month ago you could give up on it.
It's like freaking... And then you tell me he's writing that Rebel Alliance movie.
He's writing not the Episode 8 Star Wars movie, but he's writing the other...
The shoot-off movie. Yeah. The one with not Mara Jade Skywalker in it.
Yeah.
It's different now.
Sure.
It's the one that doesn't have every character that's not in it.
Every movie is that movie.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, not Mara Jade Skywalker. Well, yeah, that's...
Well, but it's her, though. It's like, maybe it is her. Maybe they're going to pull some sort of weird thing. I don't know.
But Zane, are you still digging Devil in the White City?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
When it's easy enough.
Well, Dan's reading half the page, and then you got to read the other half. How do you even know?
That's exactly how we read it.
Can
we
I turn the page yet?
Yeah. No. God, this
He's
sucks.
Much slower than I am.
Maybe some of the words are hard for him.
He knows all of the bike words.
That's actually, there's a big chunk. Like, are there any more maps in here? Bicycles, because it was like...
There is.
It was like the bicycle boom, when they made bicycles with like two same size wheels.
And doesn't he, doesn't the killer owe like a bunch of money to like the bike, to, like big
yeah,
bike?
Yeah, well, because apparently like, what did they call them? They called them like... Now I forget. They had a name, the Wright brothers. They had a name for the bikes.
They were bicycle
like,
men,
like luxury bikes or like easy bike or something.
Oh yeah.
Because they were so much easier to ride than they had been before. So
gangway for fun. Everyone
was buying them. So he like, this is what he would do. He'd buy like a ton of stock and then just like never
pay.
He'd buy it on credit
them.
And he'd never pay anyone for them, and he'd make a profit off of everything.
So like rich people now.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It is kind of interesting reading it, like the all of our business structures and like the way that cities like are planned and built and stuff was, especially like in Chicago, it was just like hunger to like, we have to get bigger now.
Yep. Like literally like they're right like writing now. Editorials in the newspaper like, we can't get dwarfed by New York. We're better than them.
It's well, like the
and New York
writing
editorial
about,
is like, no, you're not.
Yeah. The whole thing about like Philadelphia was almost the second largest city, and then it turned out to be Chicago, and they were like really proud of it. Like that's just, it's weird.
It is weird.
They raised up Chicago from the streets.
Yeah,
and
I know. We read the book.
Yeah, we're reading the book.
I knew that just because I knew it. I need to read a book. I learned it from being alive and knowing things.
Okay. All right. Josh,
I'm really
do you
smart.
Want, is there anything that you feel like you want to add into the trope conversation before we...
I want to talk about all the Harry Potter tropes. There's a million of them.
We don't have time for a million of them.
Red herring, Snape.
We talked about that last week.
Talk about Snape being a red herring?
We talked about red herrings.
The character from the Young Scooby-Doo show, his name is Red Herring, and every episode he would be the red herring. You ever watch that show?
No.
Somebody out there did. I know they did.
Young Scooby-Doo? Is that what you said? Is
Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo.
Oh, a pup named Scooby-Doo.
A pup named Scooby-Doo.
No, I never watched it.
Yeah.
I watched, like, the original Scooby-Doos.
He has red hair, too, so it works, like, on so many levels.
Was he always the red herring?
He was always the red herring.
That's awful.
It's
like the character, the main character in Snow Crash is named Hero Protagonist.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually they'd be like, it's not red herring, and then they'd be like, no, I think it is. And so they, like, made a joke.
All right, red herrings.
That's it. I'm done.
Oh, all right.
And I just want to, you know, submit my paper about, you know, how Dumbledore really created his own problem. He created his own death.
Well, that's, yeah, but that's, like, the story. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, by lying to Tom Riddle about stealing. If he would have said, look, if you want to steal some
then
stuff.
Then you can't sit there open-mouthed. You gotta say something.
There's too much. And it's bait. It's all bait. And I know that. And that's why I'm not.
He's totally making a bait face at you, too. I wish you guys could see this.
I'm not biting.
All right.
All right.
You know what, Josh? You're a dick, too.
Wow.
Everyone's a dick. The end.
At least I'm something.
We're going to take a break, because everyone's a dick. Cracking the spine. I'm still Zane.
I'm Josh.
I'm gonna be Voldemort. They said I could be Voldemort.
Never too late to be a Voldemort.
Because Zane said I was mean, and then she said that she was thinking about lying.
Yeah.
About finishing The Devil in the White City, and then Josh decided that if Zane lied to me,
that's how it happens.
That's how you create a Voldemort.
It's the first step on the road to Voldemort.
It's like Yoda always said,
What?
Voldemort, don't be one. That's how he would say it, because he talks backwards.
Is that canon?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Josh would know. Zane, hi.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about bathroom books.
Where did that suggestion come from?
Me, that's weirdly right. enough.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom?
No. So I have nothing to say.
Yeah. All right.
Take all right, break. See you guys next week.
So yeah, listen, here's the thing. There's two kinds of people in the room. The people who read books in the bathroom and the people who lie to you. The Dumbledores.
I never do that.
You never what?
Read books in the bathroom.
You should. Maybe
I don't
finish
even
a book.
My phone. No, man, I'm in there for one reason. It's to get all the poison out of my butt.
When you're on your phone, though, what do you do?
I don't go on my phone.
Oh, you don't?
I'm business, man. I just.
You don't take any reading material in the bathroom? On. You put your hat on in the bathroom?
My business hat. Yeah, I tie my tie up and I just. You know, I don't go.
Do you know what a bathroom is?
Yeah, I do. I don't need this constant.
We don't need to put a hat on to go to the bathroom.
I don't actually do that.
Oh, all right. I think maybe like you kept the hat in the bathroom.
Don't lie to him.
Jesus Christ. Make him
everything's so falling apart.
He's believing everything we're saying. This is how it starts.
I'm not believing everything you're saying because you said you don't read in the bathroom.
My mom used to get Reader's Digest, which I freaking hate. It's like idiot man. It's Idiot People magazine. It's for stupid people. You read Reader's Digest, you're stupid.
I don't know. Life in these United States has some funny stories in it.
It's terrible. They talk about things in Reader's Digest that happened like 5 years ago. And that's not just because I'm reading five years ago Reader's Digest.
You don't read the articles in Reader's Digest. You read like the funny
like the
jokes.
You do the puzzles. You do the puzzles.
Yeah. Also, you read history. It's like your favorite thing to read.
Yeah, but I don't read history for like someone's mom. Like history explained for like some old lady who's like never gone anywhere in the world. Like she just is like, this is too scary for me. I need to be Reader's Digest filtered out.
Well, you could read other things in the bathroom too. Like, you know, anything else.
Like Abomination.
Or Head Full of Ghosts.
Look, you lend me a book. You want me to read it when my pants are down?
I expect when I loan somebody a book that it's going to end up in a bathroom. Yes.
I find it weird that people get, like, squicky about that, too.
Right?
Like, the Seinfeld thing of, like, it's been in the bathroom.
It's paper.
Yeah, like, but you're like not wiping your ass with it.
But there's particles.
And so,
there's particles everywhere.
Somehow, do you somehow think that wooden door that closes the bathroom off from the rest of the house is like a germ shield?
You keep your toothbrush in there.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
You keep
your
toothbrush in your toilet? I've never been in your house.
He does. I know. I've been there.
Hey, I'm a toothbrushaholic. I gotta hide that shit. People know I'm brushing my teeth.
You read in the bathroom. You have to.
I've only ever read Reader's Digest.
If you went over to somebody's house, when you go to somebody's house and you go in there's a magazine rack, you don't read? Oh, you probably don't poop at other people's houses.
I got weird poop issues. I don't think I've ever pooped at Zane's house. I've never pooped at your house.
I have.
Yeah, you have.
I did not mean for this to be just about, like, pooping.
Well, I mean, I knew it was going to come up when we were talking about
at Christmas time, I gotta wait till everyone's asleep to go poop at Fred and Fran's house.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's part of the Christmas story. Not a creature was stirring, except Josh is pooping downstairs quietly.
Except Josh snuck downstairs at 3 a.m.
To poop.
Do you think that's less conspicuous? Creeping around that old wooden house at 3 in
less
the morning?
Less chance. They might think
higher
it's a ghost.
Higher chance of a ghost, though.
Santa might see you, bro.
Santa ain't seeing me.
I'm just saying. You're going to Christmas Eve.
What if
Eve?
Santa has to poop?
Wow, man. Yo, if you walked in on Santa, you would be on the naughty list for a long
it's
time.
It's got that divider, though.
Naughty list, or could you leverage it to be on the nice list for all time?
Yeah, blackmail. She's
you can't,
right.
First of all, if you're thinking about blackmailing Santa Claus, you're on the naughty list.
And
I'm trying to be Voldemort here, okay? And I'm telling you, that's naughty.
Today we are all Voldemort.
I don't know, man. Like, I would, at Gamervision, I guess I would, because there's like a million things in there, but there were comic books and shit.
Comic books and cheat guides for
video
games
like,
from like
fucking,
15 years ago.
Like, stupid crap.
Like, Dreamcast fucking cheat guides.
Plus, everyone had their own damn rules about that bathroom. You had to, like, leave it in, like, pristine freaking condition. Or
not everyone.
Well,
just a few people.
Yeah, well. God forbid there's anything out of place in there. It ruined someone's day. I put the mayonnaise in there one time.
All right, so Josh doesn't read in the bathroom.
You put the mayonnaise in the bathroom?
I should've.
Oh. All
right. Sean, you do read in the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Are you
picky about what you read in the bathroom? What is your choice?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, sometimes I like to do a nice crossword puzzle and work on it for, like, a couple sessions.
How, see, I feel like this is determinant upon how many times a day you're visiting the bathroom.
It doesn't have to be, like, I'm not saying I'm going in there 6 times a day, but if I'm in there 6 times, like, 6 times over the course of 6 days or 3 days, I figure, like, 2 is good a day. Like, two dukes a day is probably about
that's
right.
That's normal, yeah. Right? That's pretty normal. I don't do that, but...
But you're not normal.
I'm not.
So...
I'm an anal retentive weirdo.
But, like, I'm sort of, like, the only thing I don't usually take in, like, the book that I'm in the middle of reading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Pump Up the Volume novelization, totally I was reading that in the bathroom. That's where I was reading that one.
Oh,
and that's why I got
God.
It confused with My Best Friend's Exorcism. Because I was reading the book at the same time, but I didn't want to take My Best Friend's Exorcism into the bathroom.
Why didn't you want to? See, now we're getting somewhere. Why didn't you want to take that into the bathroom?
Because bathroom reading, for me, bathroom reading is like, I can't, it's not concentrating reading. It's
right.
like distracted reading.
Right.
So I'm not like I'm reading, like I'll reread books in the bathroom or like,
mm-hmm.
like a magazine of crossword puzzles or, like that book Thing Explainer by Randall Monroe, who does XKCD.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is like, he uses the 1,000 most common words mm-hmm. in the English language to explain, like, how does a nuclear reactor work? How does your dishwasher work? How does, mm-hmm. and it's like cutaway, like that, like XKCD style stick figure cutaways. And it like explain like that, like it's informational, but it's like each page is its own thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm done and I, you know, washing my hands and I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And I flush too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I never got into it. Not my thing.
You should give it a try.
I don't think so. I think it's too late for me.
It's never too late. It's never too late to be a bathroom reader.
I'll be a Voldemort before I'll be a bathroom reader. I don't know. I don't think I could, like... It just... I don't know. I don't... I got stuff to do. I'm in there to throw down, man.
Yeah, but
let's
go. You're not really... Are you, like, you're not using your eyes or your hands for it, right? Like, I mean, your body pretty much operates on autopilot when you're in there getting your thing down.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, you don't have to...
Zane made his most disgusted face right there.
You don't have to, like, yeah, like, concentrate. I mean, usually, unless you've eaten a lot of, like, bad stuff.
You know what's good in the bathroom?
What?
Mad Magazine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't understand it. Like, I don't know why... It feels to me, and like, maybe it's because of the phones thing. Maybe I'm, like, bulking it together with people who bring their phone in there and sit there. And they're done, and they're sitting there in the bathroom. That's, like, super weird to me. Like... Go
when,
out and talk
you were
to your
little,
friends.
Like, did you ever try to, like, draw out bathroom time? By,
no.
Because like, I remember that being, like, really precious to me. Because, like, when you're in the bathroom, you're behind a locked door, and you're by yourself.
You know what it is? He's an only child.
I'm an only child.
Mm. I had 6 brothers and sisters, man.
Well, I only had 1 sister.
Yeah, but still.
You're kind of like an only child.
Wow.
Because
of the age
except
difference.
For my
except for the sister that she has.
Yeah, but
that
she's
really
except that
close
my sister
with.
Lived at home until she was, like, well into her 20s with Sean.
Oh, that's why.
But, like,
you lived with a Voldemort.
It was nice to be, like, behind a locked door. So, like, and you'd even if it was just 5 or 10 minutes, like, if you could stretch it out to 10 minutes, it was like, oh, those beautiful 10 minutes that you were by yourself and no one would bug you because you were in the bathroom.
Also, like, going to the bathroom at school, like, when you were in grade school,
yeah.
You didn't try to stretch that out so you could stay
oh,
out of
yeah,
class?
Oh, yeah, definitely,
well,
but
saying.
I didn't bring a book. I wasn't going to do homework while I was avoiding doing schoolwork.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean?
That's a fair point. I didn't read in school bathroom,
yeah.
But that's where that's like, the idea... No, the idea of spending extra time in the bathroom comes from being in a house with... Like 4 sisters and 2 brothers, and like
just like as being a little kid, like you don't have. Everyone is always like, "What are you doing? What are you up to?" Like everyone always needs something from you all the time. so like
my parents...
just that 5 minutes in the bathroom was like just you,
yeah,
like
dude,
and you could just be alone.
When the bathroom door is closed, even now, like I can't hear you. I don't talk to you. Like it's a soundproof booth.
Yeah.
I know it's not, but I like
yeah,
when someone like
mentally.
Knocks on the bathroom door, like wants to talk to you while
no,
you're
man.
In the bathroom. It's like
I would kill
are you
myself.
Fucking kidding me?
I would freak out.
Like it better be an emergency.
Even that, like I know couples like people who are married or are
leave
dating,
the door open.
Leave the door open. Man.
Yeah,
nah.
I wouldn't do that.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
I bet you do that. I bet you and Dan do that.
Uh-huh. You guys leave the door open?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think.
Zane, what are you reading in the bathroom?
I don't like take stuff into the bathroom with me. Although I do remember.
Well, at some point you had to.
No, actually, I didn't, because...
Was it just there? Just
yes.
Books appeared in your bathroom?
Yes, growing up.
Oh, wow, wow.
There was always, we always have Reader's Digest, and I loved,
Hate it.
He's rolling
I loved
his eyes.
Reading, like, the, like, laughter is the best medicine or something.
Right?
But there's
life because it was like, in the United States. Oh, that's not funny. And then you were done in the bathroom, and it was just like a distraction, and it was great.
That's exactly how I felt. I'd be like, that's not funny.
But it was like I have fond memories of it, and every so often, like a well, we always had magazines, but then every so often there was like we had a book. It was called Why Do Clocks Run Clockwise?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like just like, and it was like, you're right, Sean. Like just, it was one page or like half a page that was like a little blurb of information. It was like,
it's
oh,
like, it's like,
okay. Yeah. And there's that's a whole series like,
called Uncle John's Bathroom
Uncle
Readers.
John's Bathroom Readers. Yes. Yeah.
And I also remember, like whenever I this still happens, whenever I go into anyone's bathroom, like they have, so I'm like, what do they read?
Right.
Like, what's in their bathroom?
Oh, it's Jesus. Like, that's why I don't have people.
What magazine
over.
Do they read by the toilet? Like, I don't know why it's so interesting to me, but it kind of is.
Nobody ever cared about what I did. Like,
I do. I care. I know you. I need you to
my
read
parents,
it.
When I was
this
a kid,
this is how you create a folder.
This is exactly. I'm like, dude, this is true. Like my parents, like we had an in-ground pool growing up, and my parents what? Were like, yeah, they were like, if you're going to go out there, just don't die. Like, that was, like, my whole life. And, like, they would just let me roam around. I got sun poisoning every summer because nobody ever thought to put fucking sunscreen on a redheaded child.
Yeah, me too. But it wasn't because I was, like, my parents would be like, just go out and play because there were fucking seven of us.
Yeah. Well, there's one of me.
Did you guys say you guys grew up in the 80s? When did you grow up? Did you grow up in some parallel universe?
She was born in 1986, so that was already over.
She emerged from a pod, fully formed at the age of 24.
She's like Mork. She ages backwards.
Did Mork age backwards? Is that how that worked?
That's why I was old.
Huh.
Right?
Or like, oh wait, no, that's a movie that Mork was in.
No, that was the show. Because the old guy, what's his name, was the son. Mork and
that's
kid.
Right. But wasn't he in a movie, though, where he got old really fast. That's what that movie was.
No, that's Benjamin Button.
No. That was the other, no. Robin Williams was in a Francis Ford Coppola movie.
Oh, yes.
I think it was called Jack. Yeah.
Yes.
Where he got old, like, he aged, like, 5 years every year or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was zany.
It was crazy.
Right up until the end when he fucking dies in college.
Dude, spoilers.
Well, look, all right, he died in real life, too, so. Everyone in the end dies in the end.
All right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's, like, we didn't get anywhere. I feel like there's way more to talk about.
Didn't get anywhere.
Because I don't understand.
Well, I tried to research...
No, you didn't. You researched reading in the bathroom?
Well, I wanted to know, like, if anyone was keeping track of, like, when we started doing this.
Oh,
like, when
did
people start reading in the bathroom?
I bet there's a bathroom book about that.
Weirdly enough, I couldn't find any information on that. Apparently no one else is keeping track.
Well, probably when there was...
However, I did read, there was a point where, like, in this country, the Farmer's Almanac was printed... with a hole in the corner, and that hole was so that you could hang it in the outhouse because people use the pages as toilet paper. Like the furthest that I got
sucks.
Into researching this subject was
suck.
Before we had toilet paper. What did we
I
use?
Need, like,
and it was
Charmin
often
there.
It was often newspapers or like manuscripts or books.
Parchment.
And my theory is none of the articles that I read connected this, but
no
my theory is while we were using like paper materials, like printed paper materials, it was like, well, the Farmer's Almanac is sitting in the, you know,
that makes
outhouse.
Sense. That makes
right.
A good
well,
theory.
I will say I don't do that.
Use
I don't books. I don't use the reading material as toilet paper when
that's
I'm done.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because that would be. Because
now you can invite me to your house.
No, I mean, you can use it. It's just old Reader's Digest from, like, 1990. Like, it's probably still in there. I don't even know.
But those stories are
in
still
funny.
In
your bathroom?
Yeah. I don't clean stuff.
I don't know. I find that, like, quiet time, like, that, like, just, it's, like, chilling out.
This is interesting to me.
It's relaxing, and it's not, like I said, like...
Well, especially, you have, like, two little kids running around. Like, that has to be,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I've always had, like, craziness going on.
Just a slice of solitude.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought of it that way. And you've changed my opinion. I always thought it was weird. I never could understand.
Can I buy
like a
you...
true only child, I didn't think outside of my own sphere of existence.
Can I buy you a subscription to Mad Magazine?
How about Reader's Digest?
No. Thank you, no.
Playboy is now nude free.
Why would I want that?
Because you don't take your phone in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid of dropping it in there. That would suck, man.
Is that why you don't take your phone in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Alright.
Like, what if I'm just like...
I dropped my phone in the
through.
Toilet once, but not because I was using it in the bathroom. It's because it was in my back pocket.
That's gross.
There's
nothing in the toilet.
You still talk
I
about
it?
You still talk on it? Talk about it?
That was a long time ago.
Is it the same phone you have now?
No.
You? Good. Alright.
Alright, good. Yeah, weird. I don't know, man.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Did you put the phone in rice?
No, but it was... Did you put your phone in poop rice? Then the phone, like, kind of stopped working. There's nothing in the toilet. The toilet was... It was an empty toilet.
There was water in the toilet.
Well, there's nothing in the toilet.
There's germs everywhere.
Well, there's more in the toilet.
And the phone was, like, funky, obviously, after it fell in the toilet. And I took it to a Verizon store...
I dropped this in a puddle to see if I could get it fixed,
and the guy was like, what happened to it? And I was like, well, I dropped it in some water. He was like, where'd you drop it? And I was like, and he was like about to go, I was on the counter, and he was about to touch it to grab it, and I was like, oh, it fell in the toilet, and the way he recoiled so quickly.
Yeah, because you told him he was about to touch your toilet phone.
It was funny. no one thinks that's funny.
I see why it's funny, but I also... As someone who works in retail, I can see his reaction.
Do people ever come in and, pull, money out of their, bra or anything?
Dude, yes.
That happens a lot.
Wet money is, the worst.
So ew.
Yeah.
I'd rather lick a poop phone than touch your boob money.
I think we got a new bumper sticker.
Cracking the spine. I'd rather touch your poop phone than touch your boob money.
Lick your boob phone.
Oh, sorry. I already blew it.
Lick your boob phone.
Lick your boob phone.
People keep their phones in their bras as
well. I've seen that.
That's true.
I don't.
I don't either. I don't wear a bra.
Not yet.
Yeah,
I don't.
Exactly.
It's my suit.
I think you should try it out, dude. I think you should grab a magazine or two.
You have homework for next week.
Or a couple of, like Uncle John reader style books, like just something.
What
like...
What about like? Did you guys ever resort to reading like?
Like the Guinness Book of World Records. That's a good one.
Oh, okay, yeah, I had
like
that.
Shampoo labels and
stuff. Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
You guys are bored out of your mind.
Toothpaste label, shampoo label.
What in the hell?
There's a lot of writing in an American bathroom, man, and I read all of it. Credit card, the backs of credit cards.
What the fuck? The
backs of credit cards.
You're bored as shit. You love reading. You love reading, man.
No way!
You love it so much you read shampoo bottles.
54 episodes in and he's figured it out. He's cracked my code.
Sean loves reading so much he's gonna turn into a Voldemort.
Shit, is that how it happens?
That's how it happens, man.
There's a lot of roads to Voldemort.
Hey, man.
It's a slippery slope.
Roads lead to Rome and Voldemort.
And Voldemort.
Alright, I don't feel like we're gonna get anywhere
about poop
with
anymore.
This.
Me either.
Hey, man.
Zane, this was the worst topic anyone... No,
I know!
I'm kidding.
This is a good topic.
I regret bringing it up.
I feel guilty now because, of course, it's me that doesn't read in the bathroom.
Listen, if anybody else out there feels like Josh is really weird for not reading in the bathroom, email us or tweet us to let us know. Send us pictures of you reading in the bathroom.
You know what? What did you just tell them to do?
Don't do that.
Oh, God. Someone's going to send an angry email.
That's three angry emails.
I think we're up to four.
Oh, right, because you were going to send one.
Woo!
That's right.
All right.
So, weigh in. Do you read in the bathroom or not?
Are you a weirdo or are you normal?
If you don't, your homework is to try it out.
Yeah. And if you don't, are you an only child too? Because I don't
maybe.
Get it.
Maybe.
I don't get it.
I love my maybe. Head. I love being inside my own head all the time, and I never needed time alone because, like...
I love being in my own head too, but I need like, information. Like, I need, like material.
Look, just be a neglected child like I was.
Well, it's a little late for that. All right, let's take a break. And everybody use the bathroom. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to episode 54 of Cracking the Spine. I'm a Voldemort.
I'm a Voldemort now, too.
I will never be a Voldemort.
It's Bellatrix Lestrange that said that.
What's her name?
Bellatrix?
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
Bellatrix. Whatever.
It's a
tomato, tomato.
It's a star. It's like saying Betelgeuse. Beetlejuice.
You know what? Here's the thing. When you read, you can make it whatever you want it to be. When you see it in a movie, they tell you what it has to be. All right? That's why I read.
Fair enough.
But we've all turned into Voldemorts now, thanks to Josh and Zane's lies.
Yep. We've all been lied to enough this episode. You seem to think that people who don't read in the bathroom are lying about it.
I do seem to think that, because that's what I think.
Hey, man, you want to tell these people how to live...
I'm telling you, I want, you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do when this episode goes up? We're going to do one of those Twitter polls.
Oh, we're going to do a poll?
We're going to do a Twitter poll.
Our first poll.
Right? It'll be our first ever Twitter poll. Do you read in the bathroom? Yes, no. That's it. And if you say no, you're a Voldemort.
Yes, no. I'm okay with that.
All right.
All right.
Cool. I'm okay with being a Voldemort.
So look forward to that, folks. Although it only lasts for 24 hours. Because it's Twitter. Oh. So maybe we'll do a second one.
You have to just keep doing the same poll over and over again every day.
Just like politicians do.
This sounds like
till we get the results we want.
Till it happens the way you want it to. Yeah, that's right.
Vote Voldemort for president.
We'd be good. We might be. Some people are.
Yeah. So, maybe we can go back to listener suggestions.
I hope they're more.
Because we had a hard time with this one.
We cannot handle the responsibility ourselves.
Yeah.
Once Zane found that there was no research, it was like, how are we going to have a show?
I did my research.
No, no, that was not a knock against you. It was like, usually, like, when you come in with the research, it's like, oh, that reinvigorates the conversation, and here we go again.
I mean, I did find statistics on, like, what people read, but it didn't seem like...
What do people read?
Mostly porno mags.
That is so weird!
That's weird.
Why are you looking at porno?
I will second
that.
It
was like, it was a pretty big majority. Men. Mostly read porno mags. Women mostly read, now I can't remember off the top of my head.
Playgirl?
The one that stood out was, porno mags.
That seems, I'm gonna back you up on this one, Josh, but that seems weird because, like, that's not the time to get stimulated.
Well, maybe then you're in the bathroom for
seems
a different
reason.
Seems
like a weird multitasking.
But you're maximizing your time for a different purpose.
You're not there to do number one or number two, you're there to do number three.
Okay.
Josh is going to tell us all about it later.
No, that we're good.
I'm going to do some number three research.
Not in the bathroom, obviously. All right, that'll do it.
Who has porno mags? Who has like a stash of porno mags?
1999.
Yeah, right? When's the last time somebody had like any amount of porno in paper form?
1999.
There it is.
There it is. All right.
She confirmed it.
So from... Oh, Car 54, where are you? That's the only 54th thing I could think of for the episode.
Oh.
Because it's episode 54.
Horace Grant of the Chicago Bulls was
number 54. Oh, that's a pretty good one. Wasn't Leon... Not Leon Lett. There was a Dallas Cowboy guy who was 54.
Oh, Novak.
Was Jay Novak?
Jay Novak. Wow.
No, he was 84.
He was 84, you're right.
Zane, who was 54 on the Dallas Cowboys?
Come on, look.
He was a linebacker.
That one.
I remember his face.
The one you're thinking of.
I can see his face.
Yeah.
He had, like, the flat top, I think.
Yeah.
It was, like, really broad through the
Charles
shoulders.
Haley? No.
Tall guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was kind of small, actually.
Keep talking.
Compared
I'm going
to
look
what?
It up.
Humans. Other humans.
Like me?
Like football humans. Football men.
So he's, like, my size.
No, you're like, below average. Like you're.
So he's my size? Keep going.
There's, like, a small, and
you're
then...
You're making it out to sound like he's below average.
There's, like, a small, and then there's extra
small.
Yeah,
which is why I said, for football?
Nobody you would hurt.
Oh, my God.
I looked
Who
it up.
Was it?
There's nobody. The only... There's eight people that have worn the number 54 for the Dallas Cowboys. Bobby Carpenter.
That's who it was.
Anthony Fieldings.
It might have been him.
Darren Hambrick.
Nope, not Hambrick.
Hambrick.
A brick of ham. It's like a spam.
Daryl Hardy.
Every cut of ham ever.
Daryl Hardy. That might be it.
Might have been Daryl Hardy. Every cut of ham.
Chuck ever. Howley.
No, definitely not that idiot.
Keith O'Neill.
No.
Jesse Solomon. Randy White.
Randy White?
Randy White.
He was really famous. He's the guy who... was famous on the Cowboys.
He officially recorded 52 sacks, but this does not include the sacks he recorded from 1975 to 1983.
Yeah, they didn't keep count.
Sacks like saxophones?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes. All right, that's a tangent. All right, we're done. We'll talk more next week. We'll have a better topic. It's not a knock on you, Zane. It's
Take
all
a,
on me.
Make send in the topics.
Yeah, we did that already.
Tweet at me, Adam.
CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com. @CrackingSpine on Twitter.
Do it on Twitter. It's so much easier.
I read the emails.
I read the emails.
I love Twitter. I like reading the Twitters.
All right, so send Josh the Twitters. Have a great week. We'll talk more later.
Bye.